I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Jesus loved to party, but he died for your sins.
Wait. What else?
The dart, man. Got a fucking dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
We are the Time Haters. We traveled all the way back through time to call you a cracker.
No offense, but if I sent a picture of your mom to some of my buddies at school, she'd definitely be boner of the month.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. If you ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Woo! Another edition of the Sports Humorist is here. And today we have NFL rankings, a little bit of cowboy talk, some more NFL talk, and maybe something else. I haven't really thought about it. I'm just going to go with it because it worked last time, I guess. I thought it sounded pretty good. Y'all like the intro? Yeah. Everybody likes the intros. Everybody loves intros. I will have an outro. I think I'm going to start doing that every podcast, is have a different intro. It's going to have the same music. Yes, it is. The Knight Rider theme, of course, because it's awesome. It's badass. Makes me laugh. And clips from movies and other things that I like. You know, whatever. And my outro is going to be some type of crazy, out of control something. Just, it's out of control. This show is going to be out of control. But anyways, on to the NFL. We have the rankings by CBS Sportsline, because I don't use anything else but CBS Sportsline. Has Patriots at number one. Tom Brady, don't like the guy, but he's doing his thing, I guess. He's got a couple of rings. I can't argue with that. And he's banging a really hot girl. He's got a little baby, little Tom Brady running around. Who else is in the top 10 that surprised me? Is the Green Bay effing Packers, dude. They don't need to be in the top 10. I'm sorry. I like Aaron Rodgers, but they don't need to be in the top 10. Just because of the simple fact that that game against the Bears was a fluke, considering that Cutler has no receivers. Forte was bottled up, but that was his first game of the season. So I'm going to give him a pass on that, just by the simple fact that he's on my fantasy team and he better do better next weekend, even though it is against Pittsburgh Steelers. But I'll let that slide. Let's see who else I got on here. Oh, Brian Urlacher has gone from that defense, broke his wrist. I'm not sure when he did it or how he did it. I just know that he broke his wrist and he is done for the season, which sucks because I like watching that guy play because he likes to implant quarterbacks' faces into the ground. And I like to see that kind of stuff. Blood, guts, whatever, brains popping out. It's cool. And now for a little bit of everybody's favorite segment, Cowboy Talk, because everybody loves the Cowboys. It's the Cowboys and everybody loves them. And there's Jerry. It's Jerry. Cowboys. All right. That was my fake Jerry. It's terrible, but it entertains me. Romo looked good. The Jedi is back. You know, the Force is strong with this one. Throwing three touchdowns, throwing for 354 yards, getting it done, spreading the wealth. You ain't got no ball-hogging T.O. around to suck up all your passes like a vacuum and then whine about it when he doesn't get... And then he cries. What is with the crying, T.O.? What is with the crying? Although I do like his show, the T.O. Show. It's got a little bit of genius in him. A little bit of genius. What else? Roy Williams looks solid. Everybody was doubting that if Roy Williams could be a number one wide receiver. I thought he could. And you know why? Because I'm a Texas homer. And go Horns. But that's besides the point. You know, they don't call him the legend for nothing. I mean, that was his nickname. Still is. I think he'll break out this year. You know, call me what I am, but I am a Texas homer, and I think he'll break out this year. Creighton looks solid just because that Bucks safety or cornerback, number 21, I think his name is Piscatelli. Let's have a moment of silence for his career, his brief NFL career. That's sad. Sad to see his starting job taken away because he got beat by a number two receiver. And let's get to somebody I think everybody should get to know. He is from Jupiter, the Red Eye, of course. His name is Martellus Bennett, a.k.a. Marty B. You can look him up at IamMartyB.com. He is the second, or should I say second starting tight end to Jason Witten. He's going to do his thing this year. I imagine he'll get about 35, 40 catches this year. You know, he'll catch a couple of touchdown passes, probably about four. He's a tall guy. He's about 6'7", so he'll get a couple of red zone chances there. Let's see what else. If you want to look him up on Twitter, it's Jupiter_Crunch. If you want to look him up on YouTube, type in Captain Crunch Remix or regular. I think he just released the remix. It's really funny. And lost in thought. All right, I'm back. And other NFL news, I just found out that Donald McNabb is out for this weekend against New Orleans. And Kevin Cobb, product of your Houston Cougars, who beat Oklahoma State. Take that, you stupid Oklahoma State Cowboys. Man, look at us. We're the Cowboys. We get no respect. That's right, because the two best teams in the Big 12 South are Oklahoma and Texas, and they will always be Oklahoma and Texas. You're just second fiddle. Sorry, buddy. At least you're better than A&M. Poor Aggies. Let's have a moment of silence for the Aggies. All right, that's enough. That's enough. I can't believe I gave him that much time. It was like a second of my time for those damn Aggies. Who? Would anybody like to hear a bonfire joke? Would you? All right, I have one bonfire joke. A&M means what? Agriculture mechanics. And they can't build bonfires. Thank you. That was my, I don't know if it was a joke, but it's really funny, I think. I think it was pretty funny. Did you think it was funny? All right, thank you. And now for a brief segment. It's called Retard of the Week. It features a man by the name of Lane Kiffin, who is a retard. Yes, he has issues. Yes, he does. Thank you. He does have issues. He wanted to get into a little pissing contest with Urban Meyer. That's okay. But Lane, remind me, how many rings do you have or any type of championship? Oh, what's that? You have none? Mr. Meyer, how many do you have, sir? Oh, you have two? Oh, my God. Well, it's so nice to meet you. This game this weekend is going to be no contest. I'm calling it right now. Florida, 62. Tennessee, 14. Thank you. That was my prediction in my sportscaster voice. But just that's about it. That wraps up this podcast for the week. And I leave you with a little something-something. It can only be called one thing and one thing only, and that is the Leprechaun song. See you guys later.
To me, it look like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah! Yeah!
I want